Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. It's the 1980s. Naive and starry-eyed blonde Todd Lucas arrives in L.A. with just the shirt on his back and the song in his heart. His dream? Make it big as a musician. But to pay his rent, he takes a day job at a discount clothing store. There he meets dark, mustachioed B.J. Fairchild, who's into sex, saxes, and girls, girls, girls. Together, the two of them form an R&B duo. The band's called Eternity. But will it last? Will their friendship persevere? And is there something in their relationship that we don't know about but will last for an eternity? Eternity the Movie is also the name of a new musical comedy that opens today in Toronto. Eternity is a high camp look at bad sweaters, big hair, music videos, and the whole hard-boiled LA music scene of the 1980s. And I'm very pleased to have here with me in studio, half of the Eternity duo, star Barrett Craik and producer-writer Eric Staley. Hi, Eric.
Hello, Daniel.
Hi, Barrett.
Hey.
So first, Eric, let's get the obvious question out of the way. The R&B duo looks a whole lot like Hall & Oates. So talk about that.
Oh, that is the talk obvious question.
Yeah. To me it is, yeah.
Well, when we cast the film, we were looking for good actors, and we weren't looking for people that looked like Hall & Oates. It just happened that these two match it unbelievably, and I believe Maiko came into the casting with a mustache and the curly do that you see, and Barrett, very into 80s garb, so it fit perfectly.
Okay. And are you implying anything about the actual Hall & Oates?
No, definitely not. We've had a few run-ins with them, and we're waiting to hear back if they like the movie, but nothing yet.
So Barrett, you play Todd Lucas, a newcomer to LA. This is one of your first features. So tell me about your first impressions as a newbie in Los Angeles.
When I first got the role?
Yeah. No. Oh. When you're first, as a person, arrived as a young actor, musician.
Oh, so relate that to Todd?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, it's so interesting because the character is very close to me in a way. We do have a lot of similarities. You know, I moved to LA from Texas right after college, and you know, I just didn't know which direction to go. There were too many things to that piqued my interest, and I kind of feel like Todd has the same thing, although music is obviously his biggest passion, as is mine actually.
So do you consider yourself more a musician than an actor?
I would say right now
or a
I like
double threat.
I like both.
Can
equally.
You dance? Can you tap dance?
I do dance as well.
You
yeah.
do dance as well, really?
Mm-hmm.
That's what they call the triple threat.
Triple threat.
Yeah.
That's what I've been told. I mean, I can't say that about myself.
I think it's a quadruple threat because you're very good looking, Barrett.
Oh, yeah. That's actually yeah. Thank you, Eric. Wow.
As you can see on the radio.
Yes.
So tell me about it. So you play Todd,
mm-hmm.
and tell me about Todd's first impression.
Todd's first impression is sort of like mine, but times a thousand. Everything is like candy, and everything, you know, is super bright-eyed, and everything is so, so amazing and fun and wonderful, and I just can't, you know, Todd just can't wait to get out there and meet people and make friends and have, you know, meet a girl and, you know, make love, not just sex. I mean, there's so many things that Todd is excited about. When he first moves to LA, and I think it's that excitement that gets him moving forward.
That's the, you just quoted the character's first hit song.
That's
in the movie.
That's our first hit song, yeah.
Let me hear it. Sing.
I wanna make love, not just sex. I want to lay down, lift up your dress. I want to make sweet love, not just sex. Wanna caress your body and suck your breasts.
Suck your breasts.
Little racy, little
I
racy.
See. Okay.
And literal. It's very literal.
It is. Eric, this movie's all about the music scene. Do you have any personal experiences with that?
Not until we made this movie. I had a chance to write a majority of Eternity songs. I wrote the lyrics. I've played guitar for many years. But it really didn't have that professional music quality until we brought in Nick Faiella, who produced the soundtrack there in front of you. He's been involved in the music industry for many years, and he was very good about kind of taking me through it. A lot of the pitfalls, a lot how you write music, how you make it catchy and succinct. So, no, I hadn't had any experience before, but now I am a record producer, and we have a record label. We have a soundtrack that's available on iTunes, and these are all things that we didn't even think of when we went to make a movie. We're filmmakers.
So what made you want to make a movie about the music industry if that doesn't have a place in your heart?
Well, the writer Joey Abbalutfi wrote a few treatments, and this was the one that caught myself and the director Ian Thorpe caught our attention. It was about the 80s, campy, fun, energetic. I am an amateur musician, and so I felt that I could add something to the script that maybe the writer couldn't do, and that was lyrically I was able to contribute.
So, Eric, how old are you?
35 years old.
And Barrett?
I'm in my 20s.
Okay, the movie takes place in the 80s. So you would have been negative, how's your math? Negative 6 years old when this is going on. But you seem to capture the 80s in your character acting style. Mm-hmm. Tell me, what's your model from the 80s?
I think somehow it just is in my blood. It's ingrained somehow. But you're right. I didn't grow up in the 80s, and I had to do a lot of background research. But you know, when they gave me a Hall & Oates CD, I listened to that. And I was like,
so you
oh
did listen
gosh.
To Hall & Oates.
Oh yeah.
You did listen to Hall & Oates.
Oh, it's not a secret at all. No, Hall & Oates is a big influence for us, especially when we were cast and they put together that it's sort of evolved into that. It seems that it was almost a Hall & Oates parody, but not at all. You know,
it parodies Wham, Hall & Oates, mm-hmm. Richard Marx, Spandau Ballet. You know, all the
part homage, part parody.
Yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm. And so, when you think of the 80s, what do you think of?
Care Bears. And Rainbow Bright.
And, yeah, and Barrett, you're nothing like Todd Lucas at all.
And bright colors and dancing. Madonna.
Definitely.
So, Eric Roberts has a cameo role in the film. He plays the manager at the discount clothing store. He was a huge star long before his sister Julie Roberts was big. So in the 80s, he was the big name. How'd you get him to appear in your 80s tribute movie?
His wife, Liza, became friends with one of our writers on the set of another show that he was doing. And our writer, Joey, sent Liza the script. And she enjoyed it and said, hey, Eric, why don't you help these guys out down in San Diego, go down there for a few days and be part of this movie. And so it was really through just friends. It wasn't the standard LA, where's my money? He had a genuine interest in doing it. He loved what we were trying to accomplish. And he came down to San Diego and did a great job.
So Barrett, in the movie, you go for both the music and the campy laughs. But you and, is it Michael Oliver?
Michael Olivier.
Olivier, mm-hmm. Sorry about that. Yeah. Michael Olivier, who plays BJ, do you actually perform the music in the film?
I do. Yeah, we both. Well, I do. I sing the music.
Michael has some parts in it as well, singing.
Yes, Michael sings as well. Michael sings in some parts as well, but he doesn't play the saxophone. But I am singing.
EP.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah. Pretends to play the saxophone.
Yeah, he pretends to play the saxophone. He does it really well too.
And you play the guitar?
I learned. Mr. Staley here actually taught me some chords. For the movie.
Yeah, there's one scene where Maiko and Barrett are playing together while they write Make Love, Not Just Sex. And I am sitting directly at Barrett's feet during that scene, showing him the chords. And so he goes through it, and he actually plays the right chords for the song.
Excellent.
That was magic. I mean, the piano is what I grew up on, so I was never a strings instrument guy. But, you know, I learned a little bit for that.
And you had a pickup band or backing musicians or...?
Nick played most of the instruments. Then he worked with Sean Walsh over at Pulse. The two of them played all the instruments. Amy Wood played the drums on most of it. So it was kind of a piece together studio band where we needed actual instruments. People would come in and lay down a track. There were a few saxophonists on there. And we just kind of pieced it together. Right now, there isn't a specific group of people that play the Eternity music, but we're looking to put that together and go on the road.
Oh, you're thinking of touring as a band as well?
I think that's in the works. Wow. I really would like to put that together along with probably showing the movie and then having the band come out type thing.
And before playing this role, what was your style of music?
My favorite stuff, I do a lot of musical theater stuff, and I like show tunes,
right.
And pop. I like pop music.
Okay.
Pretty much anything that's not rap or country.
So how'd you get into R&B? How'd you adjust yourself to fit that?
Oh, man, I think I just, you know, it kind of goes back to the story where I found their demo of Make Love Not Just Sex on their website before I auditioned. And I listened to it, and I was like, gosh, this sounds so cheesy. But then I kind of got what they were going for, and it's the seriousness of the soul. And it sort of actually taught me about what R&B is, given that they were parodying R&B. It kind of like made me hook into what it really is, too. So it's just about really, really bearing the soul. And so I put it down on my computer, on my video, and then they saw it.
Yeah, Barrett's audition, we had sent the sides for him to read. He did a little further research and found a demo of the song that was a karaoke version that we released to try and get some buzz. It didn't really cause much buzz, but Barrett found it, and so he recorded himself singing the song and dancing, and when Ian Thorpe and I saw that, we're like, there's our guy right there. That's him.
Amazing. Well, it's a very funny movie. Captures the 80s and brings in that Hall & Oates sound.
Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot for speaking with me. I've been speaking with actor Barrett Craik and writer-producer Eric Staley about their new film, Eternity, the movie that opens today in Toronto. For more information, go to theeternitymovie.com.
Carlton Cinema.
At the Carlton Cinema. This is Daniel Garber, the movies at CIUT 89.5 FM, and my website, culturalmining.com.